Life, my friends, is a joke. It is an elaborate masquerade party attended by all, usually unwittingly. It is a series of pratfalls and misadventures leading, ultimately and inextricably, to a gloriously absurd conclusion in which all is revealed to have been pointless pomp and fruitless frivolity. In this regard, human beings can be roughly divided into two broad categories. Those who were in on the joke, who were laughing because they get it, and those upon whom the joke is being played. Those in latter category can often be found cursing their situation or the world or some deity or other for having made their lives, into whatever it is they think their lives are. Nearly everyone has been in each category at various times, often simultaneously. For the most part, however, people are drawn one way or the other. It is my self-appointed cosmic duty to bring as many people into the former category as I can. While many clowns choose to carry out this duty by performing silly tricks and acting foolish, I feel that there are plenty of silly tricks and foolish people all around, and often I can best fulfill my duty by simply pointing them out. This is not to say that I do not occasionally point at myself, for certainly I do. I mean only that this clown is not always the center of his own show. Sometimes he is just the humble ticket taker. So gather round, young friends. Behold the three-ring circus. Here on the left, we have the lion tamer, renowned for his ability to tame even the most aggressive lions. He's an oily sort of guy, so don't let him get too close. See how he locks himself in the cage with the lion. There is no easy escape for him. Yes, see how the lion acts strong but quivers when he commands. See how quickly he dominates it and shows it who the master is. But wait, what is this? The lion, it appears, is not cowering after all. In fact, now it is pouncing. What's a poor lion tamer to do? The lion was supposed to lie down and accept subservience. This was not how it was meant to be at all. Hilarious. Good show. See how the lion tamer runs in circles, trying to get out. Perhaps he should have had an exit strategy from the start. Well, if he survives, he'll know better next time. Or so we would assume. Well, now we turn our attention to the ring on the right. The fabulous magician will take anything you give him and turn it into two. Don't believe me? Hand him something. That's right. Ha! Look at that. Two. It's magic. He goes around to the audience, repeating the trick again and again. People are amazed, as well they should be. Certainly this magician is something special. But wait! Oh yes, you knew there was a catch. Right. We can see now how he did his trick. And it was nothing more than a trick, for he used mirrors. The audience is amazed now at his audacity rather than his magic skills. They are booing. This is great. This is hilarious. Oh, and here we go. Here comes the ringmaster. He's a new one starting tonight, just hired because the last guy's contract expired and he really wasn't very good at it anyway. The ringmaster will fix everything and make it all okay. See how he pries open the lion cage and frees the lion tamer. See how he chastises the fraudulent magician and sends him away. The crowd cheers as the ringmaster holds out his arms and takes in their praise. A hero for the night. Let's hope he can keep this up every night. After all, they cheered the last guy early on, too. That's the end of tonight's show, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly found it a blast. But, oh yes, it was my show, wasn't it? So it makes sense that I'd like it. Time for me to go, kids. Don't stay up too late, and eat all your broccoli. And try not to be killed by any stray bullets. Or, if you like it, try to make it funny. Adios. Thanks for coming.